It was confirmed over the weekend that the number of American servicemen and women killed in Afghanistan had reached 2,000. That incident took place in Wardak province. Exactly what happened is still under investigation. But the U.S. commander of American forces in Afghanistan, General John Allen, has been expressing his anger at the sharp rise in attacks on his troops by Afghan colleagues, they're supposed to be training. Here's the general speaking on the CBS News program 60 Minutes.
Well, I'm mad as hell about him, to be honest with you. We're going to get after this. It reverberates everywhere across the United States. You know, we're willing to sacrifice a lot for this campaign, but we're not willing to be murdered for it.
This morning, the murder continues. A suicide bomber in the city of Khost in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 14 people. NATO-led forces say three international soldiers and their interpreter are among the dead. We welcome back Genevieve Chase, who's a veteran of the Afghanistan War. She served there as a sergeant in the Army and is now the executive director of American Women Veterans.
Thank you.
So this is a troubling crossroads to have this 2,000 dead milestone at the same time as the general who commands forces in Afghanistan saying, on the one hand, we're not going to tolerate this murder, but on the other hand, saying most of the people in Afghanistan aren't killing us, so the policy continues. It seems very troubling to me.
Well, I think it's important to identify the differences here. We're talking about an attack that was claimed to have been performed by the Taliban versus blue-on-green attacks. It's still very much a volatile country. It's still a dangerous place for foreigners, especially for U.S. troops and service members. So we still can't walk down the streets in that country, and it's very unstable. We're still going to have attacks, unfortunately.
Now, a lot of people are going to hear your use of the term blue-on-green attack, and while you're speaking as an expert, because you've served in Afghanistan, some people are going to view that that's some kind of jargon for a policy that's really unraveling. How do you respond to that?
First, I would say thank you, but I don't consider myself an expert on this. but I think the easiest way to explain it to in layman's terms, so to speak, is essentially that the people that we're working to train are, in some cases, turning around and attacking us as well. So it would be Afghan people who are attacking service members, which is what's been happening while we've been there. And we've kind of always had this issue, and the threat's always been existent. But lately, it's been occurring more often and certainly received more media attention.
What's the biggest mistake, do you think, that the Obama administration has made in Afghanistan?
I think it was telling the world and the Afghan people that we would be leaving them.
Do you endorse an open-ended commitment to Afghanistan by U.S. forces?
Personally, endorse is a very strong word. but personally, it is my opinion and my sense, my feeling that either we stay there and we commit to helping them and we commit to a point of stability in their country where they truly can take care of their own, or we leave immediately. We left the first time after they defeated the Russians. I think that is largely in part why we are where we are today with them, why we had to come back and to work with them. I think if we leave again, that we may also, again, in the future, be back. It'll be our children or our grandchildren. So we made a commitment. We went in there, and I feel like we need to finish what we started or what we got involved in. That's very hard for me to say because I go back next year. Family members, friends are there, are still serving. So I don't say that lightly.
Genevieve Chase is a veteran of the Afghanistan War. She served there as a sergeant in the Army and is now the executive director of American Women Veterans. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.